Welcome to The Aging Scientist, focusing on all things science and aging. I'm Clarissa Giebel, and I'm a researcher at the University of Liverpool, exploring inequalities in dementia care and aging. For Dementia Action Week, I'm keen to speak to charities and carers about what they think are the next key priorities in dementia. How can we move forward and truly improve care for the ever-growing dementia population and their families? How can we support the growing adult social care workforce to be well-trained and enjoy their jobs? So today I'm joined by the Alzheimer's Society and former carer Hilary Tetlow to discuss. Hayley Hogan is part of the research evidence team at the Alzheimer's Society, having previously managed dementia support services in North Wales. In her current role, Hayley helps to mobilise findings from dementia care research to ensure they influence decision-making and inform practice. Malaika Rahman is Research Evidence Manager at the Alzheimer's Society. Malaika has a background in grant management and research communications and has a keen interest in evidence-informed practice. Her team's role is to synthesize dementia care research to inform Alzheimer's Society's policy and influencing activity. And last but not least, we have Hilary Tetlow, who is a former carer, runs the SURF Liverpool Support Forum, and is an active public advisor, shaping a lot of research into dementia in Liverpool. So welcome everyone, great to have all three of you on this show today. So to start us all off, it's Dementia Action Week in the UK. What does Dementia Action Week mean to you?
So Dementia Action Week is one of the UK's longest running mass awareness campaigns that aims to encourage people to act on dementia. So the theme that's been set for this year, usually there's a theme that's set for the week, and this year we'll be focusing on acting on diagnosis. And the reason for this theme is because diagnosis rates have fallen to a five-year low due to the pandemic. And in January this year, for example, we saw a sustained drop in dementia diagnosis for the first time ever. Alzheimer's Society estimates that there are around 30,000 people living with dementia who would have been diagnosed had the pandemic not happened. And it's important to know that even before the pandemic, the target rate for diagnosis in England, for example, was for around two-thirds of people receiving a diagnosis. But that leaves up to 250,000 people undiagnosed. I don't know, Hayley, do you want to explain what this means?
Yeah, of course. So this means that hundreds of thousands are living without a diagnosis and therefore without the care and support a diagnosis facilitates. In response to this, Alzheimer's Society have commissioned a robust survey of over 1,000 people looking at the benefits and barriers of a diagnosis. The results showed us that more than 9 in 10 people saw a benefit to getting a diagnosis and on average saw 2 or 3 benefits, like being able to plan for the future. So Alzheimer's Society, as part of Dementia Action Week, want to increase awareness and understanding of the benefits of diagnosis, particularly for people affected, healthcare professionals and key decision makers. And we also want to help people affected and GPs be better prepared and better supported through the dementia diagnosis process.
It's interesting that you're picking up on the diagnosis and that specifically this year's one's focus is on diagnosis. And you said, is it an estimated 30,000 fewer people have been diagnosed, Malaika? And as we know, and as Hilary will know as well from personal experiences, that having that is really the key to accessing any type of care. Although we know even if we have the diagnosis, people don't always get the care, but that's the very first step. So Hilary, what do you think Dementia Action Week, what does it mean to you?
Well, Dementia Action Week means to me that I'm going to be busy, usually only this week in Liverpool, it's slightly different, that trying to get people aware of dementia. But I can tell from SURF, which I've just come from, in truth, we've noticed the numbers haven't come back in the way they were. And part of it's because they're not being diagnosed. And we know this. And we're campaigning at the moment to get the numbers up again, and having a go at MerseyCare and everybody else in terms of, and we've done things specifically for one of the neighbourhood primary care networks to try and push dementia and do lots to do with dementia. And I'll go and send information to any primary care network to say, these are things going on in Liverpool. Why don't you get, if people want to get involved, just come along, because we're desperate. And for carers, it's then also go and have a carer's assessment. But it's, unless you're diagnosed, nobody can do anything.
So do you think it's more of a diagnosis issue, or do we think also it's because once someone has a diagnosis, there's often that failure to link people up with services such as SURF in Liverpool?
I think it's both in a way, because it's how... I remember going to a post-diagnostic course, and there were six couples, whether they were husband and wife or whether they were son or daughter of the person there. And everybody who had had the diagnosis said they hadn't got dementia. And if they don't actually admit it and admit it to friends and family and everybody else, and admit that they need to be signposted to things to do, they will isolate in home and not do anything. And that's the worst thing you can do for somebody with dementia, not go out, not get involved, because then they just do become almost like zombies and give up. And that's not what you want.
As we've kind of seen during the pandemic with our work, haven't we, Hilary? Well, everything stopped. All this isolation wasn't good. So you've mentioned a little bit, Hilary, and I'm sure the Alzheimer's Society has lots of activities going on as usual. So maybe Malek and Hayley first, are you or the Society doing anything specific to raise more awareness and to step into action for dementia during this week?
Yes, I think, I mean, for this Dementia Action Week, what we're doing is we're asking for everyone's help reaching those living with and undiagnosed dementia. And, you know, just showing them that guidance and support is just a phone call or a click away. And, you know, you'll see our media campaign that'll be running throughout the week. But also do keep an eye out on what's happening locally. So there'll be lots going on in the community, including events and activities. And a lot of these will be led by people, you know, affected by dementia like Hilary, healthcare providers, you know, schools, businesses, community groups.
And you also have a conference, which I'll be attending.
On the Tuesday, yes, yeah.
Anything else, Hayley, that the Society is doing?
Yeah, I suppose it goes back to kind of Hillary's point as well around kind of that we're looking kind of at dementia diagnosis, and that conversation really between having that diagnosis and having that support there afterwards, and kind of it's looking at the whole process, isn't it, and kind of not just one thing separately. I guess specifically for for Dementia Action Week, we're highlighting that memory loss is not a normal part of aging, and launching resources which have been informed by advice from leading clinicians, to arm people with all the information they need when speaking to their GP. This will include a memory hub with support and advice, and a new symptom checker too, which can be taken to the doctor, to help people who are worried about their memory and GPs have an easier diagnosis experience. I think we're also running a pilot programme with the Punjabi speaking community to address cultural barriers, such as stigma and taboo, which may be impacting on timely diagnosis. We are targeting specific media with our message in, and have created a Punjabi language hub, symptom checker and assets to support the community to help them reach out.
So a lot. Doing a great job there. That's great. Hilary, you just referred to you'll be busy in around Liverpool. What were you going to do during the week?
We're not having an actual Dementia Awareness Week, because we did so much last year. We spent nearly all week online running various programs and things. So we're actually having this year, we're having some time off. But we are doing something in the autumn. We're doing a big fair with all sorts of people telling what's happening for people with dementia and saying, you know, come and join us, come and join that group and whatever. So it's almost like a trade show about all the things that they can be involved in and what's available. But we never stop trying to do things to do with dementia. I mean, I have a carer where it's bring your loved one as well. Coffee morning on Monday, because it's the standard one we have twice a month, but it happens to fall on Monday, so that starts things off. And then we have various other things throughout the week going on where we meet up in groups and just help anybody, because part of it is in talking, perhaps you can help somebody else, and we get new people coming to these things, and that helps them because it gives them other ideas of things that they can do.
So really, you're just busy all the time doing something good. Dementia yes. Action Week is just there to highlight that almost.
Yes, definitely. Sorry about the coughing.
All right. So we know that the number of people living with dementia is going to reach 1 million in the next few years, which is a really large number in the UK. And there are hundreds of thousands of unpaid carers supporting them. And I think let's not forget the former carers as well. I always feel they're so often neglected. They want to take part in research or share their thoughts, but often they can't. So looking at the next few years, what do you all think we should focus on the most to really address dementia?
Yeah, so at Alzheimer's Society, you'll be seeing our new 5-year strategy being launched. And it's been developed with people living with dementia, family carers and our staff. And what we want to see is people living with dementia and their carers to live more fulfilled and less fearful lives, you know, lives that are free from stigma and inequality. And diagnosis will be a key feature in our strategy in the years to come. And it will be, you know, continue to be a huge focus for us beyond Dementia Action Week. So, you know, diagnosis and post-diagnostic support, as you mentioned, they go hand in hand. But diagnosis really is that key to, you know, that gateway towards better support and care and access to treatments and services. And, you know, we know that there are new treatments a few years away, but it's crucial for people to get a timely diagnosis in order to be able to access them and to get the full benefits. So, you know, the key message is around timely diagnosis really being vital to helping people get the support they need to be able to live more fulfilling lives for longer.
It's so important to look at those people living with a condition and those caring for someone, because I know there's often this camp between cure versus care, but we all need to work together on this, don't we? And not just neglect the many, many people that are living with a dementia.
Absolutely. You'll be hearing a lot about hope and help with our new
Good.
Strategy.
Positivism. Okay. Well, what do you think, Hilary? What's kind of the next things that we should focus on to address dementia?
Well, I think research is really important, because research into the different forms of dementia and any help that they can be given to delay the onset or to delay it getting worse. But I also think it's important to, it's how we support people with dementia and their carers. And you have to realise that the carer is really important in their lives. And anything, you know, the support in terms of giving them some respite during the week, giving them some downtime so that they can recover, because theirs is a 24/7, 365 days a year job. And if you don't give them some respite, not one person goes down ill, two people go down. So it's really important that they are supported and given things like time for themselves within the week, or given respite for the person they love. And respite can be in all forms of different forms. It doesn't have to be, oh, just putting your loved one in a care home for a fortnight or a week. There's other forms of that, but nobody really seems to get that much involved in doing other forms of respite care. Those sort of things that are really important.
It's effectively a job, though, isn't it? Being an unpaid carer for someone with dementia. And we know, was it the last statistics, over £13 billion a year in hours worth of unpaid care for dementia alone, not for any other caring population. So it's a huge amount of effort that goes into that. What do you think, Hayley? What should we focus on?
I think having heard Malaika and Hilary speak, I think, you know, I think it's good. I think we're discussing both, aren't we, kind of what we need to do now and what we need to do in the future. But actually, Hilary's really reminding me about whether we do it now or whether we do it in the future, that it's always informed by people living with dementia and carers and former carers too. And I think we know kind of right now what it is that we might need to focus on. But I think, you know, those things do change. We've had the pandemic and we've had to respond to that, and experiences of living with dementia and being diagnosed with dementia have changed. And so I just think it's really important that whatever we choose to focus on has people affected by dementia at the heart of it, and it is informed by them. So that's something I would like to see everybody continue to do and have as a priority.
Absolutely, not just in research, but policy, care, services, absolutely everything. So really embedding people with the lived experiences. So you've just mentioned lots of really important areas we should all focus on, and then dementia needs to focus on. What do you think we need to do, all of us kind of maybe as a society, but also us as individuals? Is there anything we can do to address these priorities?
So, I mean, I'd say that, you know, we know that dementia is one of the biggest health and social care challenges of our time. And, you know, all of us need to come together to enable change for good. And I think we can all play a role in raising awareness of the challenges that people affected by dementia face, and highlight the things that can help. So, you know, for example, this year we've mentioned it will be about raising awareness of the signs and symptoms of dementia, talking about the benefits of getting a timely diagnosis and sharing resources that can help people to feel a bit more confident about seeking help. And, you know, charities like Alzheimer's Society, Dementia UK and others, you know, will be there to provide sources of support through, you know, practical advice, emotional support, and, you know, helping to navigate to other forms of services and support that can help. So I think, yeah, we can empower people living with dementia, people supporting people living with dementia, and each other to be that force for change, and use research and influencing to push for breakthroughs that will change the lives of people with dementia, both now and in the future.
Following on from that, do you still have the befriending services at the Alzheimer's Society?
Unfortunately, when the pandemic hit, I think like many charities, the financial situation was also impacted. So we had to, you know, really review what we were doing. So that was one of the services that is no longer available at this current point in time. But it's something that we're continuing to review in terms of, you know, what the role of the society is and the support that we provide on the ground.
Yeah, sure. I was just thinking that was, at least before the pandemic, I think a really beneficial thing, how an individual could help with carers and people with dementia as well. What about you, Hayley?
Yeah, and just to add to Malaika, I think, you know, following on from the kind of research side of things, that I think for us as a team and kind of individually is things that we're passionate about. And Hilary, you touched upon it as well, that research really plays a pivotal role in both understanding the challenges of living with dementia, and that's really key to what we do with our influence and activity, kind of either in a practice level or at a policy level. We need academic evidence to highlight why changes need to happen. You know, a great example has been, as part of Dementia Action Week, our team has kind of helped to identify, review and synthesize dementia care research to kind of understand what are those facilitators and barriers from a lived experience perspective, but also from a health and social care perspective, to really inform the direction of Dementia Action Week and what it is that we want to do, but also what comes from research. So the outputs from research, whether it's findings, interventions, resources, they all play an important role in the solutions for people living with dementia and carers too. And looking at kind of what those outputs are and how we can use them either at Alzheimer's Society or look, you know, further within the communities at a local, national level, and how they can use them too.
And what about you, Hilary? How do you think society or us as individuals can address these priorities?
Well, I think part of it is that we have to say that, tell people what dementia is. Because it's not just a fading of the memory, as a lot of people would try to say. There are lots of other things that go along with it, which are horrific in their own way. I mean, it's not great to be a carer. It's not great for the person either. But one of the other things I think we have to do is try and campaign again on to the government, because it was the government putting money into cancer care that got a lot of the changes that have happened in research and all the drugs that have been found and that they can now do so much for somebody with cancer, whereas they don't spend very much on dementia and they don't understand, you know, if you don't know anybody or are caring for somebody with dementia, you don't understand what it's like. You know, half of me says I'd like to have an MP every day for a year come out with me or be installed with a family with somebody with dementia, and then they'd see what it was like, because they just don't appreciate it.
No, and I don't know whether all of you have or some of you have seen the Ed Balls documentary. I think it was Channel 4 last year, possibly. And it was really fascinating for him to be immersed in the care home setting, and particularly during the pandemic, because his mother was in a care home as well. And he says in the first part, I think, I wish I had known the situation of social care when I was still in office. I could have made a difference, possibly, but only later he's really come to realise that he had personal experiences, what it was like.
And that's the whole point, isn't it? That, you know, they don't understand what it's like. They live in a ivory tower, for want of a better word, and they see their constituents every fortnight and only a few of them, because now they're all sort of filtered to an extent because of things that have happened to MPs. You know, they don't get, it's not easy access. So how are they ever going to know?
No, you're right. And I think before we dive down into a political debate, I'm going to take us back to neutral turf. We can have that political discussion afterwards with pleasure, Hilary. So maybe to finish us off, one last question to all of you. Do you think Dementia Action Week, or as it was formerly called Dementia Awareness Week, has made a change and a difference so far? What do you think, Malaika?
Yeah, so I think first it's important to say that there's always a challenge in drawing a firm line between any kind of campaigning activity like Dementia Action Week and policy impact. But last year, for example, our campaign strapline, as you might remember, was Cure the Care System. And the campaign focused on putting pressure on governments in England, Wales and Northern Ireland to reform social care in a way that is best for people affected by dementia. So since 2021, Dementia Action Week, the UK government has announced plans for social care reform. We've seen a white paper on integration of health and social care published. We have seen a social care levy launched, and we've seen a diagnosis recovery fund established. So these reform plans, you know, they are a small step, and a lot more detail needs to be worked out. But it does give us the confidence that we're reaching the right audiences with our influencing and media work.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed the journey of us going from dementia awareness to dementia action. I love that, you know, we've progressed to it being a call to action, and in a way getting us to think about the actual tangible things that we can do to kind of raise awareness. Hilary again has made me kind of reflect on what my response to this would be. And actually, for me, I think it's really important that we do acknowledge the real big impact and those big changes we make, but also as somebody with lived experience, as somebody who's passionate about making a change for people affected by dementia, it's the small things too, even if it's just one person that week who understands what dementia is, who never did before and makes a change on the back of that. For me, that's hugely important. And I think Dementia Action Week, that even if people aren't engaged in a specific theme or don't have that level of understanding, to know the word, to have listened to somebody with it, and just to know what it is enough at that point.
What about you, Hilary?
Well, I like Dementia Action Week better, because I think it's a positive, almost coming out of in the ring fighting, that we stand a chance of perhaps trying to get things further on. I mean, it's great that the government have looked at social care and trying to integrate things, but it's not fast enough. You know, part of that money initially goes into the health system, whereas as much, if not more, of that money was needed in social care, because social care has been the Cinderella for so long that it's absolutely on its knees, but it is doing something. So all we can say is come on, we need a knockout in that ring in Dementia Action Week, and to do something really good that gets it noticed and gets more money into it.
But I think all of us and doing, even if it's little activities locally, it's just effectively coming together and doing something about it. And hopefully a few more people will understand about it. A few more people will do something about it. And you never know who it reaches in the end. So I think it's a fantastic week. So I think that's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for joining me today. Absolute pleasure. And if you want to find out more about the Alzheimer's Society and how to receive support after a diagnosis or with a diagnosis, have a look at the bio for more details. And hopefully this chat has raised some thoughts about how we can all spring into action to address dementia. Thank you all.